I always thought that you had gone to seminary knowing that you were going to somehow work with hospice. So I'm surprised now to hear that I misremembered that.
It took me a while to get there, but I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
You know, I finished seminary and had started working. It wasn't until a year after that that I ended up in Texas and was looking for a job and kind of, you know, starting over. What was I going to do? Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, there's a job opening as a hospice chaplain. And if I'm going to do it, I should just try and see if it's something I can do. So I had my first interview as a hospice chaplain, and they ask, you know, kind of what makes you think you can do this? Mm-hmm. It's like, I've experienced death in my own life in a variety of ways. And, you know, I've been there to support people in need. And I think this might be what I'm supposed to do. And I was right. I feel like it is what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I've been doing it for 4 years, and it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I tell people is that it's surprisingly life-giving. There's just something about it that really feeds me, that I get so much out of being there for patients and for their families. And it takes some getting used to being around so much death all the time. I remember my first death as a hospice chaplain, and I was still riding along with another coworker. And we were on our way to meet a new patient who had just come on service. And we were on the way to the patient's home. And as we were walking up, we got a message from the office that they think the patient had passed. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? Let's get back in the car. I can't be here for this. But the hospice social worker was there, and she'd done this many times before. And she was very calm, and she knew the routine. And then I got to see the nurse care for the patient, and I'd never seen anything like it. She spoke to the patient just as if you would any other patient, you know, a patient with Alzheimer's, a patient who is, you know, non-responsive or non-communicative. And she just said, I'm here. I'm going to give you a bath. I'm just going to wash your arms. Now I'm going to wash your face. And so I helped her, you know, clean the patient and take care of the patient, so the patient was in, you know, good condition before they came to pick her up. And I was just floored by how this nurse had responded. And I've come to learn that that's, you know, what a lot of good nurses do. The nurse finishes her job and the nurse goes, and we stay, and someone from hospice always stays until the funeral home picks up the body. It's surprisingly peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those moments can be hectic and chaotic and scary, and, you know, everyone reacts differently. Death brings out the best in people and the worst in people, because it's such a difficult thing to go through, and you just never know what it's going to be like. But whatever happens, we go, and you know, that's what we do. That's why we're there.